The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
I'm Nick Harcourt, and it is a pleasure to meet Ringo Starr. Thank you for coming here.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Bye.
The first thing I want to do, actually, is say thank you.
Yeah.
Because the music you and your mates made
back
in the day is really why I'm here today.
Because you're here because you're 88.5.
That's true. The SoCal
Sound. The only channel I listen to.
We're so grateful that you support the station.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this brand new EP.
Okay, so, well, this is the brand new one called Crooked Boy, but Linda Perry wrote everything, but it started in 2020 when the pandemic put us all, I left the house 8 times in 2020.
Right.
And I thought, oh, I'll make music, got the drums up, you know, they're up all the time, and guitars, get somebody. Then I thought, no, I'll have like Steve Lukather and Joe.
Your mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, I'm going to do this thing. Write me a song and put something on it. So they put the bass on and Lukather, of course, guitar. And so when they came to me, it had some meat. You know, it wasn't like just we start with the rhythm guitar.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's great. So I did that with the tracks. And I just played drums. A bongo, you know, anything percussive I put on.
Right.
And sang it, of course. And it worked out really well, and we had a good time hanging out together in a distance because it was 2020.
COVID, right.
And that's how it went on. So, we've done EP4, and this is actually EP5.
It's interesting that you're doing EPs. Any particular reason?
You're there and, you know, it was an insecure sort of years because of the pandemic. And I thought, you know, we'll hang out for 4 tracks. And actually, it was all different people on the track. So there wasn't any of us that, like, just were there for the whole journey. But, you know, Luke came back. He's on, like, 3 of them, I think. And, you know, Nathan East. You know, if you've got 3 tracks, he'll do them in an hour and a half. He's the best bass player.
That's efficient.
Yeah, but he's great at it. And so it just became, you know, the fear of the pandemic was leaving us as the years went on. And the last couple, we've been, hey, how are you doing? Yeah, all together. Great, you know? It was back to how it should be, but we used what we could in 2020.
Of course.
And I just came off tour on 2019. You know, I ended at the Greek and came home because I live in LA now. And then suddenly there was this madness, radio, TV, people dying by the hundreds, by the thousands, you know, and I don't know how many America lost.
A lot.
A million at least. And
yeah.
Most of the countries lost a lot of people. It's an absolute pandemic. Anyway, to get back to the music, then I decided we put that out, we got it ready. And everything's coming out on vinyl, and all the vinyl is pressed in the Eastern Bloc of the world.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because everybody sold the vinyl.
Oh, they're the only guys with the presses.
Factories, yeah.
Yeah.
And so everything was sort of made way over there. That's how it is. But, there's 2 vinyl presses in Nashville. Jack White.
Yeah, Third Man.
And one of Linda's friends, a lady, has one.
How did you and Linda connect?
Because what I've been doing, I've just did Mike Campbell, because we did a song together. He wrote me a song. And I would call people and I wanted people I hadn't worked with and, you know, we're talking with someone about Linda. I said, oh, give her a call, see if she's got a song. And so that's how we got together. And the relationship was great from the start, and she is brilliant. So, you know, I mentioned Mike Campbell because I just was interviewing with him.
Yeah, just when we came in, I think you just finished talking. Yeah.
We were both on someone else's track, and it came on the radio, and I heard the guy say, yeah, and you know what? Ringo's on drums, and Mike Campbell's on guitar. I'm going to give Mike. I've met him a couple of times, sure, but never worked really with him. And I said, have you got any songs? He said, well, I'll bring some over. We were just talking about that. And we had this rock song he'd written, but so I'd never worked with him. But see, you know what I mean? So there's 25% of the people on the record, it's my first time working with them. You know, with Ben Montench's on everything I used to do. He's on one of the EPs, and Lucas is on because he's an all-star, and he's my last best friend. And, you know, it's just great mingling with other people.
Yeah, and after being, you know, stuck at home for a year or two, being back out there.
Yeah.
You mentioned the All-Star Band, and I know that you're going to go out on a run pretty soon, right? Including a little residency in Vegas.
We're doing six gigs in May. In May, we go to Vegas. We have six gigs, but I've made them put two other gigs in either side each week. So we do the Tuesday, we've got Wednesday, Thursday, or we do Wednesday maybe, we've got Thursday, Friday. So I put a gig in there. So each week we're doing four gigs. And then we go to Mexico and do two.
That will be fun.
Yeah, and Mexico City, I love Mexico, they love me, and it's always good.
I've never actually been to Mexico City, but I'm going. Actually, a couple of days before you're there, unfortunately, I'll have left, but I'm very much looking forward to Mexico City. What's been your experience there before?
Oh, great. I mean, it's great. You know, I've toured that whole part of the world, you know, Brazil and Argentina and Mexico City. And it's great because they love music, you know? You know you're in a country, never mind a town, that loves music, whichever one you're in. And anyway, Mexico City is great for me, and they love me in Mexico, and I love them. And so we get a lot of people. And I'm looking forward to that. And then they said, okay, then we'll come home. And said, I put this together.
Got the band already.
Yeah.
Let's do some more.
So let's do two more, right? Like stop-offs. So we're doing two in Texas.
Who's in the All-Star Band on this run?
Colin Hay.
Love Colin.
Amy Stewart.
Yep.
Steve Lukather and Edgar Winter.
Nice. Well, the new EP is called Crooked Boy.
Yeah.
When you put a set together these days, are you playing the new music? Is that first and foremost, or are you playing?
No, I'm not playing the new music.
Right.
I'll mention it. I thank the five of them for buying it, usually. I've noticed through the years that, you know, we've had records out, CDs out, been doing it for what, 36 years now. And I'd like to do a track from my new EP, and you can hear.
Everybody goes to the bar?
Yeah, they're all, or they're going to buy a t-shirt or something. Okay. And so I don't do it anymore.
Right.
And, you know, a side story to that was, years and years ago, Elton was playing in a stadium in England, and I was with his mother. Anyway, he was a bit prissy that day, and he came on and he said, I'm only going to do tracks from my new album. Well, not only did a lot of the audience left, his mum and I left. And we went to the pub because we were waiting for, you know, all his great songs.
We talked about EPs, and I know you did a playback of Crooked Boy at the Amoeba in Los Angeles yesterday. And you told me something that I didn't know, and apparently you didn't know it either, that along with Record Store Day, there's also a Vinyl Day.
No, I told you that.
You just told me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who knew? But I didn't know. And you talk to a lot of people, do you know, like Linda knew. You know, she instigated this.
Right.
And she did. And it's Vinyl Day. And, you know, she talked to Bruce Reznikoff at Universal, and they sort of fixed it up that we could do something to, you know, help record stores I don't know if they need help. And vinyl. I've loved vinyl. I mean, I came in with vinyl.
Yeah.
You must have too.
I did. Seven-inch singles of Beatles records on Parlophone.
Well, they had, besides the vinyl, they had EPs.
Right.
And I have a great collection of EPs. So that sort of may have swayed me to doing the EPs the last 4 years.
Right. The EPs back in the 60s were sort of something that bands put out in between albums, right?
No, they usually would take four tracks from, say, Ray Charles. He had a lot of EPs out. And you could just buy them separately, you know. My son, let me just tell you this, and he was a young lad. And, you know, I'd play music all the time. I learned that from my stepdad. And he comes over one day saying, "Oh, Dad, you've got to hear." He had an LP under his arm. "You've got to hear this." I said, "Oh, who is it?" He says, "It's this guy called Ray Charles." And I said, "Oh, well, let's go put it on there."
Right.
I didn't say, "I've heard him for years."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I learned from my stepdad. Yeah. "Oh, great, let's hear it." Because he never put my music down. And I took that with me through my three children. That my stepdad, "Have you heard this?" Be Count Basie or something. Or Sarah, "Have you heard this song?" Be Sarah Vaughan. You know, he loved Billy. A lot of Billies and big bands.
The Billies.
Yeah. And so I thought, I do that with my kids. And I hope they're doing it with their kids. Because a lot of families, you know, turn that music off.
So when I was a kid, my dad grew up in World War II. And
Billy Eckstein.
That's what I was thinking.
Go on.
And he was into big bands. That was the music of rebellion when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember him playing it around the house, and I was playing something weird, and he was going, "Get that crap off. You need to listen to this." And I'd be like, "Oh, man, Sinatra, whatever."
You know?
It wasn't until later that I really sort of started to understand that music. Did you get it as a kid?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I did. And, you know, Luxembourg, the country, they had a tower, because the BBC were not playing anything new.
Yeah.
And they played the Alan Freed show, and that was great. And one day, the first time I heard Little Richard was on this radio show, and Little Richard, we're like 16, 17, and Little Richard goes, "Shag on down to the Union Hall." Oh my God, did you hear what he said? We were like teenagers, you know.
Right.
"Shag on down," which means a lot different in England. And if whatever was happening at 4 o'clock, we would, on a Sunday, Roy and I would go and listen to this program. And, you know, we heard for the first time on that channel, Willie Nelson. I was surprised because Willie had a suit on in those days.
Yes, he did.
And a waistcoat.
And short
hair.
Yeah,
but he was the writer guy then.
He was also a DJ. You know, he started as a DJ.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you're talking about Radio Luxembourg, 208, I think was their call signs. And it's amazing when you're a kid where you hear music for the first time.
Yeah.
Today it's a little different. People have a lot more options of where to find music.
Yeah, they do.
Do you listen to streaming services? Do you discover music?
No, but of course we are streamable.
Mm-hmm.
I do buy some tracks on the Apple.
Right.
But mainly I like to hold it. As well, you know what I mean?
That tactile.
Buy it.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I've streamed, but I'm not like, that's how I listen. Some kids now, they only stream. You know, they don't have record players of any type.
All. Right.
And it's just a streaming thing, you know, or like in the car, 88.5, they have to put that on for me.
Again, I want to say thank you because
you
listen to my radio show
and
you've been so good to the station. You wear our swag and you're really good to us, and we're really, really grateful for that.
Yeah, good.
Now, maybe
you'll play my record.
I'm playing it.
Okay, good.
I'm playing it. We played February Sky the day it dropped.
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning.
7:15 and 9:15.
Yeah, I read that. I thought,
what? Yeah. Are you up?
Yes, I'm okay, just checking. 7:30 every day. Because for the light.
You mentioned Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And I did hear that you are potentially working on a country record.
I am working on a country record.
Can you give us a little more than that?
Willie's probably not on it.
Okay.
But he's been on one of my tracks
right.
years ago, and we bump into each other. We're like old pals.
Was country music something you listened to as
well? I love country music as a lad. I love country music.
Right.
And, then I did that Pete Drake country music when the Beatles split up, Buku's of Blues. And I always had sort of country feel. Yeah, but I love country. I love the blues, of course. I tried to emigrate to Houston, Texas, because of Lightning Hopkins.
He was there.
And my friend and I went to the American consulate to get the papers to go and work there, because we were factory guys. And they gave us this paper to fill in, and they gave us a whole paper of jobs we could apply to. And then we went back, we'd filled in this form, and they said, okay, that's good. Now here's the other form. And we're like, fuck off.
What?
You know, we're 18, you know. We don't want to fill in forms. And so that went out the window. But imagine what sort of life I'd have been having if I had gone to America then.
Sideways life, sliding doors, right?
Yeah. I love sliding doors.
Yeah.
That's such a great, the expression is so great because you've turned left or right, and sometimes it's really bright.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes you're like, what did I do coming down this road?
And we all think constantly of the bad moves. We think a lot of the good moves, but those bad moves keep moving in.
So I know peace, love,
broccoli.
Peace, love, and broccoli. I've got your wristband on here, so
yeah,
thanks.
Good.
Thanks for that. Thanks for talking to us. It's been such a pleasure.
Nick, have a good life.
Yeah.
Peace and love, brother.
I'm doing my best.
And to all those people who won't see us, will they?
Well, yeah. Peace.
Yeah.
And love. Ringo Starr on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'm Nick Harcourt. Thank you.
On 88.5.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.